Okay, so let's start by thanking Debbie for her sponsorship, and in honor of the bizarre trifecta of three grandsons who apparently were born within 5 days, but from different parents. Okay, none of my business. Gavriel Pinchas Adler, whose bar mitzvah was in Cleveland on Kiseitse, Aaron Yoshua Adler, whose bar mitzvah was Kisavo in Kew Garden Hills. And this Shabbos, Justin Distenfeld, parsha is Nitzavim Vayelech. No surprise. Mazel tov to Debbie, and thank you very, very much for the sponsorship. Oh, and welcome back, Jackie Schlanger, who apparently is back from vacation and no longer davens at 9:15 every morning. So we're happy to have him back. Okay. The topic of today, well, I'll start with a story, but it's a meaningful story. Alka just read this book, so she told me about it. There's a lot of Gerim in Ephrat. It's interesting. Okay, so there's like a story about this woman who was born. She's fully Jewish, but she was born to like Jews for Jesus or something, and naturally she intermarried. At some point, she started becoming slightly more religious or interested in religion, so she took her husband, who's a guy, to like a family member for Rosh Hashanah. And like this year, it was Rosh Hashanah Shacholios B'Shabbos. And this guy was completely outraged by the fact that they didn't blow shofar. He's like, I don't understand. It says in your Torah you're supposed to blow shofar, and a bunch of rabbis decided that you're not. But he was like really angry about it. And I don't think we should be really angry, but we should be really curious. I mean, how? Morty, why are you appearing twice? Okay, sorry. How could it be that the Torah is absolutely clear, and I'll show it to you, that you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls out on Shabbos, and Chazal decided otherwise? What does it mean? Who gave Chazal the authority to cancel a Doraisa? And related to that, what if we blew anyway? Okay, great. I know. Chazal made a gzeira. We're not supposed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. What if I go ahead and blow anyway? Can I be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa, but sort of not the mitzvah d'rabbanan? That's a really interesting question that we'll have to discuss. And does it matter if I do it b'mezid or b'shogeg? Right? Let's say I'm a regular Reform Jew. I don't really know anything about gzeiras d'rabbanan. I blow shofar. Okay, is that a mitzvah d'oraisa or not? That's the first broad topic we have to deal with. The second broad topic, which I think should bother all of us, is why would Chazal empty Rosh Hashanah of its like signature mitzvah? Right? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah. Why would Chazal cancel Yom Teruah? It just seems very, very strange to me, and I'm sure it seems very, very strange to all of you. Okay, that's what we want to talk about. And just reminds me, I should thank Debbie again because she had mentioned this topic, and then I went and I found the shiur, and so it goes. Okay, let's start. If I find it, yeah. Okay, there are two psukim in the Torah that teach us and deal with the mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and I want to show you. Well. Let's look together. So one is Parshas Amor, the Parshas HaMo'ados, where the Torah says as follows in source number one: Daber al bnei Yisrael leimor, b'chodesh hashivi'i b'echad lachodesh yihyeh lachem shabbaton. Okay, so it's interesting. It's not so direct. It's a remembrance of Teruah. It's zichron Teruah. But look at the next pasuk: Kol meleches avoda lo ta'asu. Vihi kravtem isha l'Hashem. What does the second pasuk tell us? The second pasuk tells us that that blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is not a malacha. You're supposed to blow shofar. By the way, with respect to everything else on Yom Tov, kol melechas avodah lo ta'asu. I think it's beferish in the Torah. Same thing in Parshas Pinchas in source number two. Uva chodesh hashivii beachad lachodesh mikra kodesh yelachem kol meleches avodah lo sasu yom teruah yelachem. It's right there in the Psukim. Shofar is not a malacha. Kol malachas avodah lo tasu. But since it's not a malacha, yom teruah yelachem. So it's not just that Chazal canceled a mitzvah d'oraisa. They canceled a mitzvah d'oraisa that, at least on its face, is specifically endorsed in the Torah as taking place on Shabbos. Because blowing shofar is not a malacha. Okay, so again, two sources, Zichron Teruah and Yom Teruah, and the Gemara will explain the difference between them. But again, I think it's obvious in the Psukim that the Torah intended for us to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, like this year, when we're not going to blow shofar. Okay, now let's go to the Mishnah and then the Gemara.
Source Ellie, number three. Ellie.
Yes.
Ellie,
yes.
The first member, the number one. Can't you learn it this way? But despite that, you're allowed to bring a korban, because even though that shechita is also a malacha, and it's specifically saying only that malacha are you allowed to do. I'm just saying that's the way you can darshan those psukim that way. I'm not
okay, but
you couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it to the pasuk in Pinchas.
Correct, but in that first one, I'm saying you can
okay,
darshan
fine.
That.
I don't really need the point. Like, I think the questions are strong questions. I just want to make it stronger because I think that's how you read the psukim. But if you're right, that's fine. It doesn't bother me that much. Let's go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah is clearly written after the Gezerah, but you'll see that Chazal are going to hedge their bets. Says the Mishnah. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, like this year, B'Mikdash HaYutokin, they continue to blow on the Beis HaMikdash, Avalo B'Medina, but they didn't blow outside of the, out, you know, they didn't blow on the Medina, which let's assume means either outside of the Beis HaMikdash or outside of the Old City. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shiutokin b'chol makom sheyesh bo bezdin, which, by the way, remains the din to this day. You can blow shofar, and plenty of people did take advantage of this and blew shofar in any place where there's a bezdin. Now, again, it turns out that even when Chazal made the gzeira, they didn't make it in the Beis HaMikdash. And then after Chuburn Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai came along and said, you know what? If you're at a bezdin on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, you can blow shofar. And there were people who took advantage of this. And somebody told me there are two places in Yerushalayim, Bizman Hazeh, that quietly blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos because they're a bezdin. Okay, so it's fascinating. Presumably, the reason is that in the Beis HaMikdash, people are really careful, and in a bezdin, people are really careful. But either way, I think you see, even though there's a gezeirah not to blow shofar on Shabbos, Chazal limited their authority and limited the gezeirah to allow you to blow on the Beis HaMikdash, and afterwards to allow you to blow any place where there's a bezdin. Okay, now comes the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to want to know how this happened. Says the Gemara, "Minahani mili, how do I know that you don't blow shofar on Shabbos Shechol Yos Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos?" Amrav Levi Bar Lachma, Amrav Chama Bar Chanina. There are two psukim we read on top. Kosov Echad Omer, the pasuk in Emor says, Shabbaton Zichron Teruah. V'kosov Echad Omer, Yom Teruah Yelachem. Right? So what's going on? Either Rosh Hashanah is Zichron Teruah, or Rosh Hashanah is Yom Teruah. Answers the Gemara, Lo Kasha, that's not a problem. Can be Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Can be Yom Tov Shechol Yos B'chol. Says the Gemara, no, there are two psukim, because there are two possibilities. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on a weekday, like in Pinchas, then it's Yom Teruah. I blow shofar on that day. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, like the pasuk in Amor, it's only Zichron Teruah. What's a remembrance of shofar? I say psukim, like Malchios. I daven about shofar. I talk about shofar. I remember shofar. I just don't blow shofar. Okay, so first of all, you should know the Gemara is about to blow this out of the water, but the Yerushalmi does end this way. The Yerushalmi says, yes, Emor is a pasuk about Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. That's why it says Zichron Truah. Pinchas is about Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'chol, and that's why it says Yom Truah, because one time I actually blow shofar, and one time I don't blow shofar. Okay, but here in the Bavli, the Gemara doesn't like this at all. Amar Rava, third line. Wait, if it's from Psukim in the Torah that I don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, b'mikdash hechetakinan. If the Pasuk in Amor is telling me that on Shabbos it's only Zichron Teruah, it's not Yom Teruah, so how could it be that I blow shofar in the Beis HaMikdash? That's the first question. Second thing, va'od, halav malachahi, de'itzrich kralim ute. Blowing shofar is not a malacha. Why would the Pasuk exclude blowing shofar? The Tanna Dvei Shmuel, kal malachas avoda lo sasu, yatzisa tkias shofar uridias hapas, shehi chachma ve'eina malacha. The Gemara says, forget uridias hapas, some fancy way of making bread. But the Gemara says, based on the Psukim, tkias shofar is a chachma. It's not a malacha. It's not asur on Shabbos. So why in the world would we learn from a pasuk that it's asur on Shabbos if it's not? Ella amar Rava. No. Midoraisa mishra shari. Min haTorah, it's completely mutter to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. I'm sorry, it's completely mutter to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. V'Rabbanan hu deGazer Bei, famous Gezeirah deRabbanan, Kidderabba. Da'amar Rabba, what's the reason for the Gezeirah against blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Hakol chayavim b'tkias shofar. Each individual person is chayav in tkias shofar. Ve'ena kol b'kin b'tkias shofar. But not everyone knows how to blow. Gezeirah, Shema yitlena biyado, v'yelech etzel habaki. The gezeira against blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is because you might take your shofar to your neighbor to teach you how to blow shofar. V'yavirenu arba amot b'yirshut harabim, and then you'll carry 4 amos in Yerushalayim. V'hainu time of the lulav. That's why we don't take lulav on Shabbos, even if it's the first day of Sukkos. V'hainu time of the Megillah. That's also the reason for Megillah. Now, Megillah doesn't bother us at all and shouldn't bother us at all. Why not?
Rabbanon.
You're right. Megillah is just Rabbanon. So, hey, Mamu, the hey, Mamu. Chazal said, read Megillah. And Chazal said, don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Great. But shofar and lulav, and here we're just going to focus on shofar, it's hard to understand. Especially, 1 second, Morty. Especially, well, Bizman Hazel will work backwards, right? First of all, Tinek almost certainly was never Rishus HaRabim min haTorah to begin with. But Tinek now has a fancy Eruv, and it's had it for a very long time. And most of our kids, and certainly our grandchildren, if we zocha to have, never heard of an Isser not to carry on Shabbos. Everybody carries on Shabbos. Oh, I'm not going to blow shofar because I might carry, but hold my machzor while we walk home together. It's in halacha, it's called a chashash rechoka. The idea that Chazal would cancel shofar blowing because of this really, really distant possibility that somebody will carry their shofar, Dalet Amos and Rishus HaRabim, right? Tie it to the bima. There's a million things that could. Somebody told me this week, by the way, he knows a shul where the shofar is tied to the bima, in which case, maybe you've gotten rid of the problem that you might carry the shofar outside. I don't know. It sounds crazy to me. But this whole thing sounds crazy to me. And yet, we take it because that's the minhag. Yes, Morty.
This Gemara seems to be a proof, I mean not a proof, example like an asmachta that it's a din derabbanan, but there's a they make a source, but they try to find it when the Midoraisa to remember it.
No, I don't think so. Meaning, here, the Gemara suggested at first, why don't we just learn it out from the Psukim? And then the Gemara completely rejects that. Now, if we're going to learn it from the Pesukim, then it's Minat Torah. Then there's no excuse for blowing shofar in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no excuse for blowing shofar in the Beis Din.
No, some people learn Asmachta is really Derabbanan, but they try to find like some sort of source that to remember it within the... So this, anyway.
Yeah, but look, the Gemara concludes, there's no question, the Gemara concludes it's Xer Derabbanan of Rabba, Shema... There's no question about that, right? The conclusion is that the prohibition to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah is the Gzeir Drabana. You know, whether you're right that there's psukim involved and there's some form of asmachta, at the end of the day, it's the Gzeir Drabana. And here I should just point out the obvious. Why isn't there a Gzeir Drabana to read the Torah on Shabbos, which we do every week? Here, just to point out the obvious, the mitzvah of shofar is a mitzvah hayachid, meaning each of us individually are chayiv in the mitzvah of shofar. Yes, we do it in shul, and one person is motzi us, but that's a din of kol yisrael arivim zebazeh. That's the idea that one person can blow and have kavana to be motzi all of us. But the gzeira is, since we each individually have the obligation, let's ignore the fact that everybody does it in shul, which is another reason to oppose the gzeira, right? What do you mean? I don't know. It's true. I don't know how to blow shofar. I can't blow shofar for the life of me. It doesn't matter. I go to shul. Somebody blows shofar for me. Anyway, that's the difference. With respect to Kriyas HaTorah, almost certainly Kriyas HaTorah is a chovas hatzibur. So if I'm home and I don't know how to lay in the parsha, I'm not going to go to somebody to teach me how to lay in the parsha. I don't have to lay in the parsha. It's only if I'm in shul and there's a minyan that I have a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah. Okay.
I think it's because everybody knew how to lay. In those days, everybody laying their own aliyah. So therefore, it's not a chokmah. It was basic stuff.
It's not fair to say that. It's not fair to say that. It's true, whoever got called up laying his aliyah. That doesn't mean that everybody knew how to lay. It means the people who got aliyahs knew how to lane. During Corona, we had a minion on my block, and they would divide the aliyahs, and the seven people who prepared the aliyahs would get the seven aliyahs. It's not like everybody at the minion knew how to lane. The people who knew how to lane got the aliyahs. That's why the Weber family got a lot of aliyahs. But, I'm just bragging now. Fine.
Question.
Right or wrong? Yes.
I just want to clarify this. We're basing this on the fact that it says Zichron Truas, which means they learn out that you can't. It's sometimes it's just a memory. It's not the asiyah of the mitzvah. Or
correct.
On the juxtaposition to the word Shabbaton, which has in it Shabbat.
No, it's Zichron Trua. That's okay. What the Gemara says. Okay, take it or leave it. Now, where did Chazal get the authority to do this? So everybody knows the rule that yesh koach biyad chachamim la'akar davar min haTorah b'sheva al ta'aseh, right? They can't, Chazal cannot tell me to eat basar b'chalav. That's an Isser Torah. But Chazal can tell me to stay in my house and not do anything. If the result of that is an uprooting of a mitzvah satorah, they have the authority. Look at Rashi in source number 4. It's a Rashi for some reason in Brachos Chof Amud Aleph that says as follows, Shev al ta'aseh shayni, Devarim rabim hitiru la'akor dvar Torah mipnei siyag u'mipnei kavod abrios. Chazal have the authority. It's bizarre. In order to protect the Torah, they can uproot things from the Torah. How can they do that? Hecha de'ena oker davar b'maisei yadayim. So long as they're not telling you to do it actively. Ela yoshev bimkomo. Udvar Torah ne'ekar me'elav. What's an example of that? Kigon tekias shofar velulav b'shabas v'sadin b'tzitzis. Right, you can't have linen on your tzitzis. It's exera. It's protecting you. I only have linen tzitzis. Say Chazal, no, don't wear them. Don't wear tzitzis. But they're not uprooting the mitzvah. They're just making it so that if you listen to Chazal, what will come out of it will be that you're not doing the mitzvah. Okay, so it's important to know. Chazal don't have unlimited authority. They, too, have to play by the rules. But if they can tell you not to do something, and that causes you to be oked over min haTorah, they have the authority to do that. Which, of course, raises the next question, which is, what if I do it anyway? It's a fascinating question. I'm certainly not over an Issur D'oraisa if I blow shofar on Shabbos. Okay, people will say I'm not frum. You know, it's true. But let's say I'm not that frum. Let's say I want to hear shofar. Let's say in a bizarre way, I'm a reform shul. People are only coming the first day. I don't want to disappoint them. So it turns out this is a major machlokas achronim. Rav Akiva Eger says, yes, if you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, you are yotzei the mitzvah of shofar. I, Chazal, told you not to do that. Okay, so you're in violation of some kind of drabanan. But on a d'oraisa level, you are yotzei the mitzvah. The Chelkas Yoav says the opposite. He says, once Chazal determine how and when you're yotzei a mitzvah d'oraisa, that becomes the only way to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. And they point to a famous Tosfos, which we should look at together. The whole sugya comes, the whole question of Chazal uprooting d'oraisa comes to this Tosfos in source number 5. It's the beginning of Sukkah Gimel Amud Aleph. Says Tosfos, Ma'isa Rabbi Yochanan Achorani Shechala. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Achorani was sick. V'halchu ziknei beis shamai v'ziknei beis hillel levakro. So first of all, it's interesting to note that beis shamai and beis hillel went together to visit him, meaning, just as an aside, despite all their fights, right? It seems like beis shamai and beis hillel fought about everything. They were friends. They happened to fight in learning. But after the machlokas was over, they went to Kiddush together in the house of Yochanan HaChorani. Okay, the story continues. Umitzauhu, so they found Rabbi Yochanan HaChorani, Shayayoshev Rosho Verubo Besuka. That's the Din D'oraisa. Most of his body was in the Sukkah, but Vishulchano Besoch HaBayis. But his table was outside of the Sukkah. Here it says in his house, whatever, it's either in his house or it's outside of his Sukkah. Now you need to know something. This is Gzeira D'Rabbana that says, despite the fact that min haTorah, you don't have to have your table in the sukkah, very reasonably, Chachamim said, well, if you have your table outside of the sukkah, shema yimashech acha shulchano. There's a really good chance that you're going to lean over and you're going to be outside of your sukkah when you eat. So Chazal, you know, in a way that makes complete sense, they're protecting a d'oraisa. Chazal said, if you have your table outside of the sukkah, you're not yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. Okay, that's what Chazal said, and they have a right to do that. Back to the story. So they found him sitting in a way that violated the mitzvah of Chazal. Amru lo ziknei beis shamai. Beis shamai says to him, im kein hayisa noe kol yomecha, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah kol yomecha. If this is the setup that you've always had, bad news for you. You've never been yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa of sukkah because your table is outside of your sukkah. Okay, so the obvious question is, fine, your table is outside of your sukkah. That's a gzeira d'rabbanan. Why would that affect my ability to be yotzei the mitzvah min haTorah? And the explanation would be within this Tosfos that no, once Chazal determine that this is what the mitzvah looks like, and this is how you yotzei the mitzvah, that determination of Chazal applies even on the d'oraisa level, right? So that supports the Chelkas Yoav, which is if you blow shofar on Shabbos Mizman Hazeh, there's no mitzvah. Because Chazal said there's no mitzvah blowing shofar on Shabbos, therefore, you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah blowing shofar on Shabbos, no matter how much you want to be yotzei the mitzvah. Okay? And that's a pretty good proof. It could be limited. You know, you could say that really it only applies when you're talking about a particular type of mitzvah. Meaning, you know, Chazal said, okay, it's halacha Moshe Misina, tefillin have to be black and they have to be in a certain, you know, can you be yotzei with round tefillin? So presumably the answer is absolutely not. Once Chazal came and determined the way to be Mekayim Midoraisa, that became the only way to be Mekayim Midoraisa. Okay? Now, with respect to other things, you could argue, if you're Akiva Eger, who I assume knew this Tosfos, you would say, no, this is how you do the mitzvah. This is not don't do the mitzvah, right? Chazal didn't really interpret the mitzvah of shofar in a particular way. They just said, we don't want you doing it on Shabbos. Okay? So this is all possibilities. One thing I should point out is there may be a difference between intentionally, bemezid, and bishoge. It could be if we say to ourselves next week on Shabbos, I don't care about Chazal. I'm blowing shofar anyway because the gezeirah is wrong and I love shofar and it's not fair to ruin my Rosh Hashanah. That's almost certainly a violation of lo tasur min adavar yagidu l'cha yamin u'smol. I don't have the authority to reject Chazal's authority. But here you get lucky. If you're a moron, you had no idea there was such a gezeirah and you blow shofar, so you're violating a drabbanon bishogeg, there's a much better chance of saying that you yotzei the mitzvah. You're not rejecting Chazal. You just read in the Torah that it says it's Rosh Hashanah, you blow shofar. So you blew shofar. Morty.
It was interesting. You pointed out that Beit Shammai, Ziknei Beit Shammai, and Beit Sila went, and just Beit Shammai said it. So maybe you can argue that.
I noticed that. Look, in a way, it fits in with my idea of Beit Shammai, which is the guy's sick, right? They went to be Mavaka Chola. You got to say to the guy, oh, by the way, you're never yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. That seems mean. Okay, it is what it is. Let's not make too much out of it. Fine. So far, so good. Now, let's make the question stronger by talking about the magic of shofar, right? Shofar is not just another mitzvah. Look at the psikta. This Rav Amital Zatzal quoted in source number 6. It's a beautiful, beautiful medrash. Says the psikta, Yehuda bar Nachman b'shem Reish Lakish pasach. He said as follows. The Torah says, Allah Elokim b'trua. What's the drasha? What's Elokim? Elokim is?
Judgment.
Midas hadin. Absolutely. So says the medrash, b'sha'a shakarash baruch hu oleh v'yoshev al kisei hadin. Bidin hu ole. When God judges us on Rosh Hashanah, he's sitting on the Kisei Hadin, the throne of strict attribution of Midas Hadin, and that's how he's going to judge us. Dichsiv Allah Elokim bitrua, right? Allah Elokim b'midas hadin. And let's tell the truth. We have zero chance if God judges us b'midas hadin. However, third line where my cursor is, Uvisha'a she Yisrael notlin shofarot vitokin. But when we blow shofar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu omeid mikisei din v'yoshev al kisei rachamim. Kiviyachol, God gets off the throne of Midas HaDin and switches to the auxiliary throne, the backup throne, the secondary throne, which has the Midas Rachamim. Dichsiv Hashem b'kol shofar, right? Allah Elokim b'tru'a midas adin, Hashem midas arachamim b'kol shofar. It's a fantastic medrash. And then what happens? Umitmale alehem rachamim, and God looks at us and he's filled with rachamim, with mercy. Umirachem alehem, and he has mercy on us. V'hofeich lohem midat hadin l'midat arachamim. And he changes the Midas Hadin to Midas Arachmim. And then we have a fighting chance. Amosai, when does all this happen? Bachodesh HaShivi'i, right? In the seventh month, in Tishrei. So aside from canceling this mitzvah that we all love, what are we going to do on Shabbos? Right? What are we going to do if God is on he's sitting on the Kisei Hadin, we have no way to move him to the Kisei Arachamim. That's really bad. Worse. Next medrash. Source number 7. V'im chal yom tov harishon shel Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos ein tokin. First, the Medrash tells a whole bunch of things that we know, right? If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. Dam Rav Zera gizera hu degazru anshei knesset hagdola. By the way, if you want to know who made the gizera, you know, it's not Rav Moshe Feinstein. It's not the, you know, the Moetzes Gedolei HaTorah. It's the anshei knesset hagdola. It goes all the way back to anshei knesset hagdola. Okay, they made gizera ala shofar va'ala lulav va'ala megillah shelo linhog b'Shabbos. Shema Yolichem Eitzel Baki Lil Mod in Yanam. Oh, Inami Birchotem. Okay, this Medrash also says maybe you want to learn the Brachos. It's another problem you'll have. Why? Via Avireim Arba Amot Bishut Arabim. You'll carry 4 hours Bishut Arabim. Venimtsa Mechal Es HaShabbos. Okay, and then just as technicality, says the Medrash, Ve'ein Asei Docha Et Losa Asei Ve'asei. The Asei of blowing shofar is not docher. We think Shabbos is both. There's an assay of zachar as yom haShabbos l'kacha. There's a los assay of shamor as yom haShabbos l'kacha. And says the Medrash, okay, shofar can't be docher both of them. Now, here's our problem. Last full line. V'hadama Rabbi Yitzchak. Wait, what about Rabbi Yitzchak who says kol shana shelo taku ba b'tchila? Miri in la bisofa, says Rabbi Yitzchak. Wait, any year we have b'mesora, any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, something terrible is going to happen at the end of the year. Miri in from the lashon ra. Okay, so the Gemara, so the Medrash gives the obvious answer, not so fulfilling. Lo amar kishachal Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos. No, the idea that if you don't blow at the beginning of the year, something terrible will happen at the end of the year. That's just saying if Rosh Hashanah didn't fall out on Shabbos. But if Rosh Hashanah did fall out on Shabbos, you don't have to blow. I don't know. To me, it's scary. And I put this in the column of questions. Not just that Chazal canceled the mitzvah and the mitzvah that we love, but Chazal canceled the mitzvah that's described by them as being the trigger for HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting off the Kisei Hadin and moving to the Kisei HaRachamim. And also to get us out of the problem, of kol shana shelo taku ba b'tchila miriin la b'sofa. These seem like serious things. On top of that, we know that sometimes Chazal look at the gzeros and either say it's not working, or say, you know, it's not serving its purpose. Look, for example, at source number 8, Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Bet. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Barishona Hayu Omrim. Originally, Chazal said, Shlosha Kelim Nitlim B'Shabbat. You can only move 3 types of Kelim on Shabbos. Every other Kli is Muktzah. Okay? Then, Hitiru, V'Chazru V'Hitiru, V'chazru v'hitiru. They had to keep moving back off of the gezerah because it just wasn't working. Now, it could be it wasn't working because we say that Chazal are not allowed to be gozer gezerah, ela im kein rova tzibur yecholim lamod ba. So it could be people need to move kelim on Shabbos and they couldn't do it, right? You know, it's hard to say that with respect to Rosh Hashanah because, in fact, we don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's not hard to be Mekayim Gzeira of Chazal that tell you not to do something. But it just seems unfair, right? V'chazu v'yitiru ad shamru, kol ha-kelim nitzlin b'shabbat, chutz min meser ha-gadol v'yateit shel ma'charesha. Till Chazal were forced to say, no, you could carry every kli on Shabbos except for a gigantic saw and except for the bottom piece of the plow that plows. Okay. But again, you see a situation in which Chazal made a gzera, and then they backed off the gzera. Why don't we find that with respect to shofar? Okay, now I'm going to suggest an answer. I think it's an answer Rav Amital Zatzal gave, but I'm not 100% sure. So if you like it, it's a Rav Amital idea, and if you don't, it's mine. Okay, said Rav Amital as follows. There's something behind every mitzvah. Hey, it's this week's parsha. Ha'idosi, look at number 9. Ha'idosi v'chem hayom, says God, es ha'shamayim v'asaretz, I call the earth and the heavens as witnesses. Ha'chayim v'hamavat natati l'fonecha, gave you the ability to choose life or death. Ha'bracha v'haklala, brachos and klalos. U'bacharta b'chayim, God says, choose life. L'man tichya atah v'zarecha. What will happen now? The answer is simple. What do you do with your life? La'ahava et Hashem Elokecha. You love God. Lishmoa bikolo. You listen to Him. Uledav kabo. And you cleave to Him. Kihu chayecha va'orech yamecha la'shevet alo adamah shenishpa Hashem la'avotecha la'avram lisoch Yaakov la'teit lahem. That's the purpose of the Torah. The purpose of the Torah is to be close to God. The purpose of the Torah is to listen to God. The purpose of the Torah is not necessarily to do some ma'isa ha-mitzvah. And now let me explain. Okay? There's a strange Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. It's really strange. It's famous, and you'll know it when I start it. But what's it doing in Rosh Hashanah? Says the Mishnah in source number 10. V'haya ka'ashe yarim Moshe yado v'govar Yisrael. Right? V'ka'ashe yanech et yado v'govar Amalek. The Torah tells us, in Bishalach, in the war with Amalek, that Moshe went up to the mountain, and Aaron and Hur went with him, and they held his arms up. And when they held his arms up, Bnei Yisrael would win the war. And when he was too tired and he put his hands down, Bnei Yisrael would lose. Completely bizarre. Says the Mishnah, V'chi yadav shel Moshe osot milchama, oshavrot milchama. Could it really be there's something magic in the hands of Moshe? And he's actually winning the war or losing the war? Now, says the Mishnah, Ela lo malacha, kol zman shehayu Yisrael mistaklim klapei mala, whenever the Jewish people looked up, u'mishabdim et libam laviyem shebashamayim, they didn't look at Moshe's arms. When they looked up, they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then they knew where their salvation was coming from, and hayu mitgabrim, then they would win. Ve'im lav, but if they didn't look to God, Hayu no flim. Then they would fail and they would lose. Right? The Mishnah then goes on to say the same thing about the Nechash HaNechoshes. Right? Remember there was a plague. They made this copper snake. The Mishnah says, V'chi nachash me misu mechaye. No, same thing. Elo malacha. Kol zman sheyisrael mistaklim klapei mala. When they look up, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they know who's really in charge of the world. And when they don't, okay, they fail. Now, what's this Mishnah doing in Rosh Hashanah? So the Rambam says in source number 11 on this Mishnah, Kol ze barur lefi ma shetzarich kan bi'inyan she'anachnu bo ulefi matarat ha-sefer. Now, I know what each word means, but I don't really know what it means. Says the Rambam, this Mishnah belongs in Rosh Hashanah. This Mishnah supports the purpose of the Mishnahs of Rosh Hashanah and the purpose of the Sefer of Rosh Hashanah. What in the world is going on? Said Rav Amital as follows. Sometimes, and it's 1,000% true for me, and I'm guessing it might be true for a bunch of you as well. Sometimes we get caught up in the magic of a Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. We think to ourselves, yeah, I was really bad and things aren't going well. But so what? We're blowing shofar now. And shofar will fix everything. Right? I think all of us think it. And I think, I'm going to suggest, or Rav Amital suggests, it's hard to remember exactly, that Chazal saw this. And they thought, that's not good. It's not good that people are relying on shofar to fix all of their problems. What should we do? Well, what if we cancel shofar every once in a while? Not every year and not every other year. But whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, what if we cancel shofar and now the Jewish people, us, are left without shofar and we have to make a new plan? And it works really, really well because there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So Every single year we blow shofar. Don't worry about that. Every year the shofar moves God from the Kisei Hadin to the Kisei Arachamim. Every single year when the Medrash says, if you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, Miriam so far, you're going to have something bad at the end. Don't worry about it. We're going to blow shofar on Sunday. But Chazal thought to themselves, let's force the Jewish people to look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to not look at shofar. Let's force the Jewish people, Lishma b'kolo u'ledav kabo, to recognize that our salvation does not come from a ram's horn, as valuable as it is. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so every few years, and it is only every few years, there's one day in which we don't get to blow shofar. And on that day, on a week from this Shabbos, all of us together have to figure out, what are we going to do to replace the Maisa HaMitzvah of shofar? And everybody will answer their own answer, but presumably it will involve having more kavana and tefillah, right? Doing zichron trua, saying psukim in a way that makes me remember shofar, even though I don't hear shofar. You know, all the different things we do for tshuva, all the things we do for self-improvement, all the things we do to try to be better individually and collectively, we really need those on Shabbos, Shecholios Barosh Hashanah. And we need those because Chazal decided, and I'm suggesting that the Dalai Lama's Bishus HaRabim, that's not real. That was the excuse. The real thing they did was say, shofar is a Maisa Mitzvah. It's great, but it's just a Maisa Mitzvah. And I can prove this to you, or at least I could try. If you look at source number 12 in the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, okay? Says the Rambam, Kama me'ule ma'alat ha'tshuva. How great is tshuva? Emesh hayazem muvdal me'ashem alokei Yisrael. Yesterday, you were completely divorced from God. Shenemar, avonotechem hayu mavdilim beinechem luvein elokechem. Right? There was like, you know, an iron curtain between you and God. Soeik ve'eino na'aneh. Shenemar ki tabu tfila eineni shomea. And here's the one we want. Va'osem mitzvot v'torfin otan bifanav. And you do a mitzvah, and God says, no, thank you. Shenemar mi bikesh zot mi etchem remos chatzerai. Right? Who asked you to bring karbonos? You trampled, you know, my mikdash. Meaning, it's not like mitzvos always work. They don't always work. They're not magic. When you're a bad person and you don't keep the Torah and you anger God, when you go to shul on Rosh Hashanah, says the Rambam, Osem mitzvot v'tarfin otan b'fanav, God kiviyachol, you know, rips the mitzvah out of your hand. You don't get to do a mitzvah. It's sort of like, you know, when your kids are bad and then they, you know, they act like nothing happened. And you say, no, something really big happened here and we should talk about it. Says the Rambam, until you do tshuva, sometimes, I want to be careful how I say that because I'm not sure exactly, but sometimes God doesn't give you credit for the Maisa Mitzvah that you just did. Because the Maisa Mitzvah you just did, okay, it's cultural. I go to shul every Rosh Hashanah, they blow shofar. You know, it's great to blow. No, says the Rambam, you have to be, let's keep reading. Mi gam bachem yizkot, okay. Vahayom, but now that you did tshuva, hu mudbak bishchina, you're cleaving to God, right? Lishma b'kolo ledav kabo, shenema va'atem ha'divekim b'ashem alokechem. Tzoeik, v'na'ana miyad. God's going to answer immediately. Shenema v'ayotem yikro v'ani'aneh. God's going to answer even before you cry out. Va'osem mitzvot, here's the main part, u'mekablin otan benachat v'simcha. When you do a mitzvah, God accepts it. He accepts it happily. He accepts it with great joy. Shenema ki kfar ratzal akim et ma'asecha. God loves your actions. V'lo'od el Hashem mitavim lohem. Shenema v'arvol Hashem mitchat yudav yishlam kimei olam u'chishanim kadmoniot. Right? So you've gone from being a person for whom the Maisa HaMitzvah is not respected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know how that works exactly. But if you're a Russia, the Maisa Mitzvah is not accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you do tshuva, the Maisa Mitzvah is accepted. And I think, you know, again, Chazal decided that we, every few years, we should go to shul on Rosh Hashanah and not hide behind shofar and have our own obligation and feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ask ourselves, what can we do today to move HaKadosh Baruch Hu literally from the Kisei Aden to Kisei HaRachamim? If shofar can do it, we can do it. Because our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more important than any single Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, so let's just recap. We started with two psukim, Zichron Truah and Yom Truah, and we said, the Yerushalmi says, yes, one is about Shabbos, that's Zichron Truah, one is Yom Truah, that's about Chol. But the Bavli didn't like that, because then it becomes a Doraisa. So Bavli admitted, no, it's just a Gzeir D'Rabbana, Rabbanan Shema Yidlana Dalet Amos B'Shus Harabim, and that's the problem. Okay, fine. How could we do that? We saw Rashi, who says they can't really uproot something min HaTorah, but the end result of being passive stops a mitzvah, they could do that. We talked about the Machlokas Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says you can blow shofar on Shabbos Shechol Yos B'Rosh Hashanah B'Zman HaZeh and get the mitzvah. And the other Achron, who based on the Tosfos of Rabbi Yochanan Achorani, who was sick, and the Zikne Beis Shammai said, Im Kein Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha, said Chazal have the right to reinterpret the mitzvah. Okay, we looked at two Medrashim that talk about the importance of shofar, and we were left with the question, how could Chazal have done it to us? Okay, and then we answered. We answered based on the Psukim, the need to love God, to feel close to God, unrelated to any particular mitzvahs. We answered based on the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, which at first looks like it doesn't belong, right? What, Moshe picking up his hands or putting them down, that wins a war? No, it's not Moshe's hands. When Moshe had his hands up, they looked at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They recognize where their salvation comes from. And the Rambam says, maybe, right? That's why this mission is in Rosh Hashanah. I can't tell you for sure that the Rambam agrees with what I'm saying, but it's possible that the Rambam says the mission is in Rosh Hashanah to make that exact point. And the point is, it's not the mitzvah. It's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that matters. And me yitain, that a week from tomorrow, we'll figure out how to make up for shofar and have a ksiva chasima tova and a good, great year for all of us. Yashkoch to everybody. Have a great Shabbos. I guess, Henry, we'll meet again next Friday. It's fine with me. We'll do something else relating to Rosh Hashanah.
Great.
And
thank you.
Have a Shabbat Shalom.